It is time once again for our wine chat with our friend Jack Farrell from Haskell's on this Saturday morning. Good morning, Jack.
Hello, Denny. How are you today?
I am doing quite well, and I hope you are doing the same. It's going to be 52 degrees today. How about that?
It's balmy. Springtime is back.
It's time for grilling.
Yes, get out the patio furniture and stoke up the grill. I thought what I would talk about today, Denny, is kind of leftovers and what to have with leftovers to dress them up. As many of our listeners know, we had a contest years and years ago in our family on what to do with the leftover turkey thing. And my daughter-in-law, Laura Farrell, won the prize. She made what to do with the leftover turkey thing. And my daughter-in-law, Laura Farrell, won the prize. She made shepherd's pie using all of the principal things from the Thanksgiving feast. She first got a big baking dish, layered the stuffing on the bottom, then layered turkey atop of that, and then mashed potatoes atop of the turkey, and then poured gravy all over the top, put that baking dish in the oven at 350 for about 40 minutes, took it out, and it won hands down, beating out turkey tetrazzini, turkey curry, and all those other things. And so it's become a favorite with our family. As a matter of fact, we had it last night for dinner, and it was absolutely delicious. I don't know why. It just seems to me that sometimes that Thanksgiving dinner tastes a little better when it's in shepherd's pie the next day. But there's a lot of things you can make besides shepherd's pie, you know. I always think Thanksgiving is such a marvelous feast by itself. But then the ensuing days, we always make a wild rice soup out of the turkey carcass. And boy, I'll tell you, that is a delicious thing. When the cold, you can freeze it too, incidentally. And when the cold weather sets in, take a little of that turkey wild rice soup out, heat it up, have maybe a Dr. Tannish Riesling with it. Dr. Tannish Riesling, he's one of the proprietors of Bernkastler Doctor, which is one of the great, great estates of Germany. It's in the Mosel. And he makes a straight Riesling, two core. It's about $12 a bottle. Again, it's Tannish, T-H-A-N-I-S-H, Riesling. And it is absolutely marvelous with wild rice turkey soup. So, but there's all sorts of things you can do with the Thanksgiving extras, I think. Turkey tetrazzini, which was the runner-up on our contest those 15, 18 years ago and was beaten out by shepherd's pie, is awfully good. And I like turkey tetrazzini. With it, I generally like a light Chianti. You know, Chianti's come all over the board. It's the common wine of the Tuscany region of Italy, and those Chiantis can be big and bold and powerful, but you don't want one of those with turkey tetrazzini. You don't want a Reserva, one of the older Chianti. You want a light, young Chianti. Another good wine is what I call the poor man's Amarone. That comes from an area, Valpolicella, and the Amarone is stored in the rafters and then made into wines months later, and they're always real concentrated. And I had that with turkey tetrazzini about a month ago, and it was just a marriage made in heaven. So there you have it, turkey tetrazzini, light Chianti or Amarone. How about you're just going to have a turkey sandwich? You know what you might want to try is putting a little of the cranberry sauce on the sandwich. It's delicious. And another thing we do is very often is spice up the cranberry sauce with a little hot sauce or Tabasco, something like that, and then serve it on the turkey sandwich. It is delicious. A grilled turkey sandwich is great, too, with the cheese. And what I'd have with that is maybe a glass of beer. Or how about Beaujolais? Beaujolais is light and fruity, an easy wine to like and an easy wine to drink, and goes very nicely with turkey sandwiches, in my opinion. There, you can make a leftover casserole using the vegetables and stuffing, and that's pretty good. We have a couple of vegetarians in our family, and so we made that leftover casserole. We added some eggs and used up the vegetables and the stuffing. And then with that, we served a Vouvray. Vouvray is my favorite go-to wine to have with turkey. It's 100% Chenin Blanc, and it comes from the Loire Valley. And I've always said if you had all the money in the world to spend on a Thanksgiving dinner wine, Vouvray would be the best one to have, because that Chenin Blanc just seems to go with all of the side dishes as well as the turkey itself. So I would have with that leftover casserole of vegetables and that a wonderful Vouvray. Then how about, as I mentioned, turkey wild rice soup? Who can deny the pleasures of turkey wild rice soup? And while we put in Dr. Tanish's Riesling with it, a white Bordeaux wouldn't be bad with that turkey soup either. You know, white Bordeaux's are just overlook something fierce, in my opinion. They represent real value. And, you know, the Bordelais invented the art of blending wine. So they blend in most white Bordeaux's as Semillon and Sauvignon Blanc. And sometimes it's more Semillon, sometimes it's more Sauvignon Blanc. It depends on the property. But there's so many of them, they're so good, and they're so reasonably priced. There's surely one or two you can find out there that you'll be delighted with the price, and even more so delighted with the marriage of that turkey wild rice soup and white Bordeaux. The other day we had a turkey and brie frittata, which, you know, frittata is nothing more than an Italian omelet, but sometimes they make them a little thicker, not just one level like we make an omelet. And those frittatas are a wonderful brunch recipe, in my opinion. And this added a little brie cheese to it, which had made it a little sort of sophisticated, in my opinion. And with that, we had a sparkling wine. And the sparkling wine I picked was Boisset's Brut Rosé. That's right, a pink rosé, but it's sparkling. And I'll tell you, it went absolutely perfectly with that frittata. If you wanted to have a red wine, of course, you could try an Oregon Pinot Noir. Would have been awfully nice with that, too. But the really best with it was the sparkling rosé. And you could do a sparkling white, too. I didn't do champagne, because the meal itself is sort of simple and easy, and you don't want an expensive bottle of champagne with a leftover meal like that, I think. Then, you know, you can make turkey chili, turkey soup, curry turkey over rice. Very, very good. With all of those, I'd try a Malbec from Argentina, particularly with the chili. Malbec just seems to lend itself to that sweet, hot flavor that you usually get in chili. And Malbec, a Gary Bay, is really one of the very top ones. The Rothschild family owns a Gary Bay, the people from France, and they really take it to the nth degree and care for that wine. So it's an extremely good Malbec from Argentina. Then, how about pizza Alfredo? You don't even have to make the Alfredo sauce. You can buy that at the store and make Alfredo pizza with turkey. Slice the turkey, put the Alfredo sauce on the top, maybe put some peppers if you want, and you'd have Alfredo pizza. And with that, again, I might go to something like that Chianti. We have one, Casa Farelli, which is a joint effort of the Giorelli family and the Farrell family. And it's really light and easy and a pleasant Chianti, and would go very nicely with that pizza. Another vegetarian dish would be stuffed squash, where you stuff the squash with maybe the turkey breading, if you haven't put any meat in it. And then with that stuffed squash, I like to use acorn squashes for that myself. But anyhow, Sancerre. And Sancerre is another wonderful wine from France. It also, like the Vouvray, is from the Loire Valley. But it is a delicious wine that you'll certainly enjoy. I like to say it's a Sauvignon Blanc with a college degree. Sancerres are always, I think, a little more complex than most Sauvignon Blancs from around the world. And, you know, today there's so many wonderful Sauvignon Blancs, whether you get them from New Zealand or Australia or our own California. some of them really can dazzle you and are very, very good. But Sancerre is really unto itself a very special white wine and would go very nicely with that stuffed squash vegetarian dish. I think you get the idea. You can mix that turkey with pasta and your favorite sauce, and it would be just delicious. I, again, like a light red wine with pasta. Cricklewood Pinot Noir is a good one. And also, something new we tried the other day was mashed potato patties. We took the mashed potatoes and made patties out of them and sautéed them. And, oh, they were so good. They would be a wonderful side dish if you got tired of all this turkey in that and decided to grill a steak and take that leftover mashed potato, maybe season them up a little bit with some onions and things like that, and then sauté them real quickly. It would be a beautiful side dish to have with steak, and a nice big red wine with that would be in order. Maybe an Italian Cabernet like 1881 is very good. But I think you get the idea. They're in turkey leftovers or Thanksgiving leftovers. They're just an absolute treasure trove of wonderful flavors and delicious things to eat. Whether your favorite is Chenin Blanc from Vouvray or any inexpensive wine, some of these are really great. Even a Macon Village, which is Chardonnay from southern Burgundy, it's soft, easy, it's round, it's very accessible, and would go very nicely with any of these dishes. And like I say, you can really make hay, indeed, while the sun shines using these things. By the by, one of the things I might add that's been a big hit this holiday season is Louisa liqueurs. Louisa liqueur is a coffee, caramel, pecan, after-dinner drink, and it is absolutely magnificent. It's wonderful poured in coffee, it's fabulous poured over ice cream, and it's just terrific to have straight by itself, or neat, or maybe have it on the rocks. Louisa liqueur, it's just not to be missed. Everybody who ever has it just raves about it. It's sort of, again, like a Tia Maria or a Kahlua, only its principal things is pecan, coffee, and caramel. And what a combination it makes. Really just absolutely terrific, in my opinion. And by the by, while we're talking about different things, this weekend at Haskell's is our thank you to everybody. Our Small Business Saturday, which is today, our Black Friday, which was yesterday, we're giving 20% off everything that breathes. Hey, you heard me right, 20% off all wines. The only ones that are exempt are our Hot Values and BOGOs. Everything else you take 20% off, and it's our thank you for the wonderful holiday season that we've just had, and also looking forward to the holiday season ahead. But it's a sale that, in my opinion, most of you won't want to miss, because it really and truly is an incredible deal. Imagine taking 20% off any wine you want. This is the time to buy that wine that you've been saving up for and say, oh, it's just not right to spend all that money on a bottle of wine. Well, today you can lop 20% off it, and it is a value that you just cannot believe. And don't forget, we have lots of other values, too, for future coming holidays and gifts and that. One of the new ones this year is the self-agitating decanter. It's the most clever thing I've ever seen. The magnets in it create a whirlpool, and while it's fairly expensive at $159 for a magnum, you can't take your eyes off it after you see it for a while. And it's a great way to aerate wines. When you buy an inexpensive red wine and you aerate it in that new self-swirling decanter, you'll fascinate your guest, you'll fascinate yourself, and I believe you'll increase your enjoyment of the wine tremendously. You might want to try one of those self-agitating decanters.
Oh, that sounds like a great gift, too. Well, I tell you, another fun thing is there are lots of Haskell's locations.
Indeed. The folks at Haskell's absolutely love to talk about wine. They love to help you. And, of course, today with 20% off all the wines, It'd be the time to stock your cellar for the whole holiday season. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big, big dollars on wine, particularly this weekend. There's a Haskell's in Bloomington, Excelsior. Haskell's down in Faribault right off of 35. Our Maple Grove Super Cellar is not to be missed. And there's a Haskell's at Ridgedale. In downtown Minneapolis, we have free parking on Saturday and Sunday. There's a Haskell's in St. Paul, Plymouth, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com. Or, don't forget, we do deliver.
Fantastic. Jack, let's meet up again next week.
You know, Denny, I'm going to look forward to that.
Jack Farrell from Haskell's.